Hare Krishna. Yesterday, I went to my Dandavanashokabu's place for lunch, super pizza, and then I came to know that one devotee, Gauriyanath devotee, Jagat Bandhu, had left his body. Well, devotees who have gone to Mamgachi and there visited the temple of Madan Gopal have probably seen him or met him. He's quite elderly, and in the last 2 years he was infirm. He was just laying outside, or rather living outside in front of the deity room. But he was a very wonderful Vaishnav. I went there a long time ago, probably 30 years ago for the first time, and I had lunch there. He cooked, he insisted on serving. That place, Mamgachi village, is in Janakpur, and it's the place where, not far from that temple, where Lord Ramachandra stayed when he was in Navadvip, where the Pandavas also stayed. In the courtyard of that temple, there's a beautiful big tree. I don't know what kind of tree it is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come and rest under on his way to school. And just opposite the temple is the where the Bhagavati, I think, Ganges used to flow, and Mandakini is on the other side, and Bhagavati Ganga used to flow. Of course, now it's just the bed of the river is there, not really flowing. And in the temple are the deities of Madan Gopal, Vasudev Dada's deities, and deities of Gopinath, I think of Saranga Thakur, Saranga Murari, and Murari Chaitanya. They also live there and worship there, and not far behind is the actual house, sort of palace of Vasudev Datta. A very wonderful place. And of course, not just down the road a little, is also the deities and place, home of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And anyway, Jagat Bandhu was initiated by, I think he was from Puri originally, and he was, or at least from Orissa, and he was initiated by Prabhupada's god brothers. He was there since 8 years of age. He was serving the deities there, and was really in love with those deities. He's really the pujari. I don't know how many offerings were being made, but he's a really good example of someone who's dedicated, lifelong dedicated to the service of deities, just like, for instance, today, Janani Vas Panchajangri, it's also their birthday. They're an ideal example of people who are dedicated to worship of Radha Madhava. And one of his services was that from early age, early in the morning for Mangalarti, he would go through the jungle down to the Ganga to get water for bathing the deities. And that Ganga is about 2-3 kilometers away, flowing Ganga, where he would go. Similar example of some lady in Vrindavan at Radha Damodar temple who would go down and get water from the Jamuna every day. And Prabhupada said just for their bathing, just for that service, he would go back to Godhead. So it's really very jolly. He was always laughing. And he would like to read. I remember when I first went, he was reading from Krishna Karnamrita, and he would often quote a very nice verse from Rupa Goswami, I think from one of his Radhikashtaka, describing how Shrimati Radharani's hand, and I think it's her right hand, is down, it's in the shape of a trunk of an elephant. He always had tears in his eyes, and then he started talking about deities, he would start to cry. And he was an excellent cook. I guess you could call it a stove, wasn't really a stove, just a fireplace. That they would cook it in a kitchen, if you want to call it a kitchen. It was just really a room with pots. And I mean, he would cook a wonderful feast, and then he would insist on serving it quite a few times. We had the honor of eating there. But he's a real, real pure Vaishnava. And so, it seems like a week ago he left this world, and no doubt went back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. Real ideal example of someone being steady in their service, especially steady in service to the deities, and enjoying and loving to do the deities, not taking it as an austerity. See that actually in many places in India, whatever the conditions under which the deities are, but very often you have one or just two people doing all the deity service, and that's their life. Sometimes we have 20 devotees worshipping Radha Krishna deities, and or at least we have that in New Vajradham, and they get sort of maxed out doing service. So that type of stress, some stress comes from outside environments, some stress comes from other people. So very often stress comes from our own selves, adhyatmic. I was going to say something else, but in a case of, oh yeah, just like very recently I got a message from a devotee that I met in 1980, so that's almost 40 years ago, in Puri. That was when I just got, before Dhyani Thakur were even installed, and I just gotten them from Calcutta and went to Puri, and I lived there for a month. And other devotees also came at that time. Ricardo Prabhu came for a while, and some others. And we were eating every day at this Gaudiya Math temple on Satasan Road. And his name was Muni Maharaj. And their standard was that they had Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu, and they had Gopeshwar Mahadev. That in Shaligrams, the standard there was that only sannyasis worship the deities. So he was a sannyasi, and he did the deity worship, one person. And he saw my vlogs, and so he wrote me through the vlogs. And I got a message, and I wrote him back, and I asked, are you still worshiping the deities? And he said, yes, of course. And he sent pictures of the deities. So Prabhupada called it Archana Siddhi, attaining perfection by dedicating yourself to service of the deities. Hare Krishna. Jagat Mandir Prabhu Ki Jai.